Well, let's welcome on and say good morning to the mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas. He's on KCMO Talk Radio. And usually, I feel like we have any exclusive news on a Thursday morning. But if I got this right, Mr. Mayor, a little birdie I heard from, you were on Hugh Hewitt this morning. So I would hope you wouldn't go to Hugh Hewitt to break any big Missouri U.S. Senate news before us.
You know, I would never dare do such a thing. I think more to the point, I wanted to have a chance to, talk to a different audience. They had reached out to me, but I would never pretend to break any big news any other forum but the Pete Mundo Show.
Well, let me ask you, I do feel like we, did we prep you well for the big time on Hugh Hewitt?
You know what, frankly, I think your questions, this may get me in more trouble, your questions were more challenging. I think we had a chance to actually, on these conversations, talk about more substantive issues, not quite just horse race politics, which is much of the national conversation, even on conservative radio.
Well, let's dive into what's happening here locally, Mayor. It's obviously been a busy week for you with these homeless camps you've been working with on the steps of City Hall and down in Westport, the two notable ones that have gotten a lot of attention, obviously, this week. Yesterday, I thought it was an admirable cause that took place yesterday. There were folks down there that were helping some of these homeless people get IDs. That's the first step in obviously getting back to a normal life. But the question I have for you is that enough? Because it seems like there are political groups that are getting heavily involved with massive demands from the city that, frankly, can't be met. And they're saying they're not leaving until that happens. So where do you draw the line despite yesterday's goodwill?
You know, I think we've continued to show where that line is, which is that, I've met for now 3 days in a row. It's going to be a fourth day today. We are trying to find real solutions to people. And I know, and I imagine some who listen to your show would say, well, you all just need to make something happen. My view is this. We are going to show that we have and can lay out most of the services that everyone is asking for. We can lay out the opportunities that people are seeking. And I think that takes the wind out of the sails of those. And I believe there are some who are taking advantage of this for a political issue and for a political cause. Every time I've been down there at the encampments, and I've been at both multiple times, I've been talking to people who say, hey, Lucas, I've got a drug problem. Can you actually help me? And it's kind of an impressive point when somebody says, look, I want out of this. That's what we're trying to get to. I think some who have tried to exploit those narratives are looking for different things. So to answer your question, we're going to find services for the folks who need it. And then I think in terms of those who are just politically around, we've seen them sometimes move on to different topics. I think that would absolutely happen to be the case.
Do you regret then, Mr. Mayor, the city sending out that letter saying, hey, we need you out by Sunday, Monday, because that obviously came and went. Nothing happened. And like any other relationship in life, you draw a line in the sand and, you back off it. And then the other side thinks that it can kind of run roughshod over you. Are you concerned that is the precedent now?
You know, I'm not. You always provide notice, right? And I'll give an analogy, right? During the summer, there was a night in Kansas City, and there have been reviews of whether that was good or bad. But nevertheless, there was a night of a curfew order during the protests. What you did not see at, I believe, 8 o'clock was that everybody had to leave. What you instead saw was that there were a number of people who would heed at that, and then there was a smaller group there. And so I think that this is not unusual, either in any type of policy approach or law enforcement, to make clear to people, look, these are rules. At a certain point, you're in violation of said rules. I think it gets a lot of your good actors to move along. And then for some of the others, you get to actually try to distill, all right, what are the real concerns left over? So I have absolutely no regret over the fact that, to the extent I play a role, that it's been one that said, all right, what do we negotiate about now? I don't think that it has encouraged more people who are truly experiencing homelessness to come along. I do certainly think that, yeah, we had a lot of activists out on Monday at 5 a.m., but I see the camp daily, and I doubt that there are 150 people that are on the steps of City Hall right now.
So do you think then, Mr. Mayor, that, as you're dealing directly with these folks on the front lines or the front lawn of City Hall there, I mean, how entrenched are they with the political groups like KC Tenants who are literally saying that they are not leaving until, you have housing, jobs, water, and a seat at the table for them. Like, how tight is that relationship between the folks who are actually in these tents and these political groups?
You know, I think that there is always some difference in distance between those who are experiencing conditions and the political groups. That's not to undermine the work that political groups perhaps do and those whom they are purporting to represent. But look, and I think, and I know you volunteer and you're someone who cares about these causes too. You know, I've had a chance on numerous occasions to talk to folks that said, I want to be able to see my kids. I want to get cleaned up. And those are the ones that I'm really trying to speak most closely to.
Yeah.
I know there are a bunch of other political things. That's my day job. But I think all of us listening, left, right, whatever, say, you know what, I was critiqued for it, but I called some of the political contest here at the beginning of the week noise. Because it's not saying that the issues aren't important, but you know what, if there's somebody who wants to see their kids, if there's somebody who wants to get a job, get cleaned up, and get off the streets, by golly, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, putting it into some gigantic plan to get attention from somewhere else. And that's what I think we're getting to in our discussions. And I hope that cooler heads prevail to make sure that we can fully get to that to help everybody who's out there in Westport, downtown, and elsewhere.
He's Mayor Lucas on KCMO. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that left, right, independent, I mean, people want to genuinely help people that are looking to get themselves into a better place and get themselves off the streets. There's no doubt about it. Now, you did say too, Mayor, last week that there is a bed for everybody in this town who wants it and who needs it. We had the folks on from City Union Mission. We work closely with them. I know you know them well, and they've talked about speaking with you. So, I mean, what role can they play? I mean, they said that, you know, we can offer up our services. We have room for people. We can't force anybody, though. So what is that fine line between saying, hey, I want to help you, but I can't make you help yourself, right? I mean, that's kind of the million-dollar question.
You know, it is, I think, the key and the core question. So part of it is the communication that we do. And if there were to be a critique in the city with all of this, I think it is perhaps that we need to be in more of a position of making clear to people the services we have, where you can go, and how open, accessible, and available they are. I think we've also needed to share with people, because I've talked to some on the street who say there's nowhere, for example, for us to, you know, get mail and to get stimulus checks. And that's not true. And so I think we need to just make sure if we make it as clear as possible, you have to lower the barriers to getting there. But I also think you should be honest. And part of what I've enjoyed in my conversations with these folks is, you know, they've said, well, will you, you know, perhaps defund shelters? And I'm saying that as a description of what someone said. I said, no, you know, they play very important roles, some of which are actually almost fully supported by private actors and churches and others. And so I think it is us being clear with where we can do things. But I think the other thing that's important is this. You know, myself, and there was a councilwoman with me yesterday, you know, we want people to be safe. And they said, well, can you ensure that we'll be safe on the steps of City Hall? I said, absolutely not. You know, this is not, and one more porta potty or one more security camera doesn't make it so. You know, how can we get you into permanent housing opportunities? And that's what we're working on. And God knows that intersection in Westport, which is already an incredibly dangerous one, you know, that's problematic. And I think we're making that exceedingly clear to folks.
So what is the answer here, Mr. Mayor? I mean, what is the deadline? I mean, I that's the one thing we haven't really gotten to the bottom of here. What is your line in the sand? You say you have one, but what is it? What is the day? What is the threshold where you say, you know, I appreciate that you have wants and demands, but I also have a city to run here. We have places for you to go. If you don't want to go, I'm sorry, but we can't have you on the steps of City Hall. What is that day and what is that deadline?
You know, I think one thing that I would say is we'll continue to try to get to it. I think this is a negotiation. And so, you know, you don't kind of bring out certain points, I think, too early. I think we've had positive progress in terms of letting people know there are resources, but also that the situation is untenable and the way that it's existing now. And so I hope that through those conversations, being open and honest on the both sides, that we'll get to some solution.
Mayor, last thing here. I did see this, that you guys have an announcement today. You are going to employ 500 at-risk youth this summer. It's going to be a public-private partnership here. That news is coming down this morning. I mean, we all want this to be a situation where people who certainly have something that they want to give back and want to get involved with a program like this can. So what is going on today, and what are you hoping will come out of this?
You know, I think what we have said a lot of the time is that our public safety issues, everything that we invest in, really starts with youth, starts with opportunity. This is another sign of Kansas City's commitment to do so. It is not just buzzwords for us. It is us making sure that while we invest in safety issues, we also have to invest in a plethora of others. And so this is what we're proud to announce, even in a year where we're still impacted by some things with reduced capacity, reduced hours, all of that. We'll make sure that we address that's what's needed, and that's making sure our kids have opportunities all summer long.
Mr. Mayor, we always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.